Celebrate today the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is obviously a symbol of the love of God, his infinite love for us. And when in the liturgy of the Church and really in the will of God, God is always trying to show us his love for us, his immense love for us in the liturgy, but also in actual fact, in the person of Jesus especially, but also in the Old Testament, many examples of the love of God for mankind, his infinite love for us. He shows us that especially in his crucifixion and death, and with that symbol of the crucifix that we have before us. We have the image of the Sacred Heart, a beautiful image here in the church. We have the Divine Mercy image. We have especially in Jesus and present in the Blessed Sacrament a living presence of his infinite love for us in the Eucharist, where he gives himself to us as food to receive and to have within ourself, and so many other signs of his love that we have as we pray to him, when we serve him, and we give to him back our love for him. He shows us continual signs of his immense love for us. And we reflect on that today, but also it's good to reflect on the power of love itself, the infinite power of love from God that brings him to the point of the Father sending his Son into this world and becoming a man, which is an infinite condescension of God on his part to take into his own nature, the humanity. It's a great sign of his infinite love, and on top of that, to humiliate himself and then to suffer so much in the crucifixion. That would take immense love to be able to do that, an infinite kind of love to condescend, to humiliate oneself to that point and to suffer. Only love can do that. And we see love in the saints, in the lives of the saints, that would drive them to offer up their lives for their fellow men, for God. We see that in Saint Maximilian, his immense love that would made him offer his life for the life of another man who was condemned to death. And in all the saints, so much, it is this love that drives them to do so much, to do so much, and to be heroic in their life, to suffer so much, to do so much, to perform so many acts of charity, to do so much work, to undergo so much fatigue, to suffer anything for the love of their neighbor, even and for the love of God. And that is, I think, the most the thing that stands out the most is how much heroism comes from love. And the less we love, the less we're going to do, the less we're going to do for other people, the less we're going to do in our own life. It is only in love that makes us do great things, to do heroic things, and to do so much good for the world and for others. It's when we're weak in love and when we're cold of heart that we do so little good in the world. And so this is one of the things to reflect on and one of the things to pray for and to work for, to work hard to love, to have love in our heart, which means to see good everywhere, to see good and to want good in ourselves and in the lives of others, to want to do good everywhere. Love is overflowing, it is generosity to the extreme. We do so much. We see those who love a lot, they give to great extents, and you wonder, how can they be so good? How can they do so much? You know, you don't have to do that, you can do a little. But love is overflowing, love is immensely generous, and the more we love, the more generous we are. God is infinite love, and he's done so much good to us in this world and the gifts that he gives us here, and we can think of the gifts that he will give us in heaven, but things are going to be beyond our imagination the generosity of God. We who have done nothing, we have done nothing that we didn't already receive from God, and he gives us heaven, and he gives us eternal life, and then all the gifts of heaven, and so many things that we can imagine that we would have in heaven, and what he will give us will be way beyond our imagination. That's the generosity of God, who is love itself, infinite love, that he offers to us. And all we are asked to do is to return, to give back as much of our love as we can to God in a life of service, a life of obedience, a life of sacrifice, giving back to God as much as we can, and striving to love as much as we can, because that is really the purpose of our life. The purpose of our life is to love God, and to love neighbor. The primary purpose, not to just get a job, not to just get a family and to do our duties, but to love from our heart, to do everything with love. And that is what Jesus has taught us and continues to teach us. And the contrast of this is, you know, when we think of love, sometimes, you know, people in the world, and maybe even us, we think sometimes of love as a kind of weakness. If I love, I'm going to be a doormat. If I love, people are going to take advantage of me. If I love, I'm going to be weak and wimpy and not strong. But that's not true. And we see that in the person of Jesus, who is love himself, and how strong he was in opposing his enemies. And they never prevented him from doing the good that he did. And no one stopped him from doing and saying the truth, and standing up for the truth, and standing up for those who were downtrodden. And he uses his power to do that, to exercise good. And even though God is love, we contrast that with his justice, and we contrast that with punishment. We contrast that with hell, which is all these things are our reality. How do you reconcile this? And many people weren't able to reconcile it, and so they would see God as a slave master, as a only a judge, as focusing too much on his justice in severity. But we have to realize that God is not weak. He is strong, and he is not to be taken advantage of. He is not to be shown disrespect and irreverence. He is not to be disobeyed. He is not to be rebelled against. And if we do, as a last resort, and out of reluctance, God will punish. And that is what hell is. And even in hell, the saints tell us, and scholars of the church, that even there God shows his mercy and his love. He doesn't exercise all of the severity that we souls deserve in hell. And this again is a last resort. God is a God of love, and he wants to exercise love, and that is what he wants us to see in him, a God of love, not of punishment, and not primarily of justice. His mercy overcomes, and his love overcomes his justice if we take advantage of it by asking for his mercy, and by showing sorrow for our sins, and by our reform of our life, turning our heart to him. So there's that two sides of the coin of God, his love and his justice. We see the justice as the tail side of the coin. He wants us to see the head, his love, first and foremost. That's why he died on the cross, and he wants us to see that symbol of his crucifixion, the immensity of his love. That is what we look at in the church. That's what we look at everywhere in churches and homes. The crucifix, a sign of his love. We don't see pictures of hell everywhere. We don't see the Last Judgment scene and the Sistine Chapel. That's not plastered everywhere. We don't see his arm raised to strike us. We don't see symbols of his justice. We see symbols of his love. That is what the way he wants us to see us and to know him and to live with that in our mind and in our. But again, we can't take advantage of it, and we can't be disobedient and rebellious, or else we will have to see that flip side of the coin. But again, he doesn't hold that out to us to see. He wants us to see his love and to return and to imitate his love. We see those images so that we can imitate, so that we can live that way and not the opposite. So let us live in love, live for love, and let us again turn to the Immaculate Heart of Mary to understand, to know truly, really how God is, his love, to know it, to understand it, to have it in our heart, and to live it, to return it by lives of service, and to do everything out of love with Our Lady's guidance and help, and her heart and her mind, her understanding of God, which is perfect.